What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We think it's probably command base. I think the league has kind of, you know, seen them a little bit and scout reports out a little bit. And I think just the importance of getting the pitches to the locations that he wants is probably incredibly important right now, even more so than earlier in the year, just because it's not as new. So just, I think as he goes forward in the league this year, I think just, you know, commanding the fastball, getting the split in the right locations, the sweeper, getting that to the right spot, I think that's probably the key for success for him going forward.
And that's manager Tony Mancelino talking about Sagano, who pitched last night. Jeremy, this is you've been talking about this for a while. You thought someone, the major league would catch up with him.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're talking about an older vet player who's not overpowering, that hits his spots, that was used to playing or pitching in a six-man rotation. And a lot of times when foreign-born players come over here, you could see immediate success because of the new look and different type of pitching. And kind of, you got to get them on film and see what they're, you know, what are some of their tendencies. I saw a buddy at Picktown Sports was talking about, he thinks Sagano is tipping his sweeper when he throws. Thought that was an interesting take. We see this happen with pitchers all the time. But my big concern was, like, could this guy last the whole season? And, you know, I've said it since they signed him. I said he's probably going to end up in the bullpen at the end of the year, a lot like these rookie pitchers when they haven't pitched this long. So they go to the six-man rotation. I don't know what his value is, even if you decided to trade him.
I don't either.
And I'm saying, I don't know, like, does a team look at him as a reliever? Would they still look at him as a starter? He's not a bad pitcher by any stretch. I think he's a good pitcher, but we're getting to that point where how many innings did you pitch in Japan?
Everything seems fat, Jeremy. Everything seems in the middle of the plate. No movement. Every now and then he gets movement, but he looks like a pitcher right now that, to be quite honest with you, is not fooling anyone. You look at his strikeouts and his innings pitched. He doesn't miss a lot of bats. And in today's game, you have to be able to miss bats. Maybe not quite a strikeout an inning pitch, but he's almost a strikeout every two innings pitched. I don't know if that's sustainable.
Yeah,
not in today's game.
Joe's looking it up right now. He told me he's pitched 1,873 innings in total. And that's when I just asked him, I said, can you tell me what he averaged kind of like in a season? Is it 80 innings?
Like, no, it's more than that. It seems to be anywhere between, like, when he was at his prime, it was between like 175, and the highest was 202.
That's innings, right? You know, like, you start thinking about how many innings get pitched by some of the guys in a five-man rotation if they stay healthy, or if you're making 30 starts a year. You know, like, if you're making 30 starts a year and you only go five innings, you guys can do the math.
Yeah.
But that's not typically how it goes for a guy that's going to make 30 starts. But in a six-man rotation, and again, the one thing we talked about, going overseas, they struggle with the speed, the velocity.
Yep.
And that's why you see a lot of American pitchers who suck here go over there and all of a sudden have success. And then they're throwing a lot of breaking pitches. Remember when Cody Senga came over and like, what's a gyro pitch? Well, you're going to find out. You know, like some guys have different things that they throw that you have to pick up on. The kid in Chicago, Imanaga. And I think he gave up, it's first time giving up back-to-back home runs or something. Like, right. He's nasty, but he's also young. And I'm sure if you'd have taken Tommy when he was younger, he won an MVP over there.
Right.
But we're talking about a guy at the back end of his career. I'm sure he'll be okay the rest of the way, but like, I don't know what that does for you.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's go out to Baltimore and get Rashawn. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning, man. Morning.
Hey. Luckily, I'm going to be away in Atlanta this weekend, Rob, so I ain't going to be making a little housewarming thing, man. You know, even though I get no invite.
Man, but it's funny how you got no invite, yet you sent everybody an invite. It's weird how that happened, isn't it, Jeremy?
Yeah.
No, I woke up, and Dustin was like, you see this flyer floating around on Twitter? He's like, you ain't getting no invite? He was like, They probably thought you were going to bring that riffraff up in Bel Air, you know?
I invited Dustin, though.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Hey, well, okay, well, your party going to get turned out.
It's Harford County, man, and he's white. He can come.
No, I was saying he's the one. That guy had one.
He's the one?
Yeah, that guy had one.
Yeah, I see, man. Just hope Lorenzo don't come with him, man.
How come you I know? Can't be the one?
Yeah.
The one, the token. You got to be that token, right? Hey, man.
What up, bud? Grand Rising.
Yo, funny, man. Hey, man, but listen, man, about Sagano, right? Man, it's crazy that it was about a month ago, man. What I was people saying that he should have been gotten All-Star vote consideration, man.
Yeah, you said that.
It was like maybe a month. No.
You said that.
Yeah, I guess it was. I mean, yeah. But he was decent, though.
You mean people.
He was pitching good, though.
You know how we know you said it? Because you said all-star votes.
Yeah.
Pitchers don't get voted. So that's how we knew you said it.
If we're up to Rashawn, Dylan Carlson would be in a damn all-star game.
Yeah, man. But no, but now I'm on my boy Gary Sanchez, though. So, man, he been raking them in, though.
Yeah.
Hey, but don't let me get off topic, though. So what is moving forward, man? Sagano, like, he on that one-year deal, right?
Yes.
So obviously he don't have no trade value. What do you do? Do we have any options to get sent back down to work on some things?
No.
Can we offer him something next year or what? Like, would you bring him back as a GM?
No.
So you wouldn't bring him back? You done with him?
Nah. I don't think the juice is worth the squeeze. I don't. Not for what we need next year. I mean, what, are you going to put him in a bullpen? I think he can go through the lineup one time. So if he wants to take a bullpen role, maybe.
I think he'd be great in the bullpen.
But you have that bullpen guy coming back.
Mm-hmm.
The ultimate bullpen guy is hurt right now.
Yeah.
He'll be back next year. So, no.
Are you talking about Wells?
No.
No, who are you talking about?
From last year. Oh, my God.
Who am I missing?
Who hurt all year.
Who'd I forget?
I'll come up with him. Hey, Rashawn, by the way, get Dustin my number so I can give him directions. 425-831-0057.
Oh, you're talking about Suarez.
Suarez. I should have known that.
When
with
you
him
said on. Ultimate bullpen guy, I'm thinking about like an inning. You know,
No. Suarez is the ultimate bullpen.
Oh, yeah, the
you
long
got,
man.
You got Wells and Suarez. What you need with Cigano?
Well, no, you still need other arms. I mean, that's a.
But
he looks different than everybody else out there, and that's what I like. Like when you get the side armers and guys throwing from here, and then all of a sudden you bring in this soft tossing lefty.
I don't want him.
All right.
I'm good.
Sayonara, Rob.
Let me ask you a question. All right. If you have runners on second and third with one out, are you bringing in Cigano?
I don't have a problem with it because he gets a lot of soft contact.
Yeah, I don't want contact with one out and runners on second and third.
I'm fine with the ground ball.
I don't want contact. I want some guy to miss bats. That's my point.
That's fine too.
And I'll go with Wells. Or I'll go with Suarez because those guys can miss bats.
Fine, I'll walk the next guy and get the ground ball and double play. Then I get my ass out of the inning.
Let
me manage.
I just don't like what he presents. He's the guy that comes in clean inning. Maybe you're up a run or two. If I'm trailing a run or two, I'm trying to keep him stand pat. No, because if he leaves one there, now you're down another run. I want the guy with runners on second and third, less than two outs, can come in the game and he can get me a situation where nobody's making any contact for one out or two outs. That's what I need.
Yeah.
Let's go to Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing well, man.
Happy Friday Eve.
Happy Friday Eve, but for a lot of us, it's Friday.
This is technically Friday for us, right? Yeah.
Yeah, babe.
Yeah,
babe.
What is the Orioles' biggest need at the trade deadline? Have a wonderful day, guys.
You too. Wins. It's the biggest need. Wins. Relevance. Get back in it. The trade deadline right now, as it stands, if this was a trade deadline, crickets.
Yeah.
Crickets.
Because they don't know where they're at.
Yeah, exactly. I don't. And if this was a trade deadline right now, we do know where we're at, out of it. So I can't answer that question.
When they made that little run, you started to feel really good, right? They picked up three games in 1 week. And you're going, okay. Now, if you could start doing this, you don't have to be perfect every week. You could lose a series here and there. But you can't keep losing series, going 1-2. 1-2. What are you doing? You're just putting yourself behind the eight ball. And the worst part about this is the Yankees are scuffling.
Or is a 12-13, Joe just told me, since June 6th. 12-13 ain't going to cut it. It's not.
You're middle of the pack. And 12-13 ain't going to cut it when you've already built a 10-game deficit in the win-loss column.
Yeah. So, I mean, Antonio, I'm sorry. You need wins.
Yeah.
Headed to the trade deadline. Right now, the trade deadline is irrelevant to this ball club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ooh,
tight. Inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.